Freedom Screener on the RBN Network with Chris. I want to thank you all for joining us tonight, talking about mind control and silent sound. And anybody want to guess how far it's come in the last 25 years since this was patented? Holy cow. I can only imagine. They can easily map through an EEG, which is an electroencephalogram. They can map your emotional clusters and brain activity, and then just mimic it by creating a similar pattern and broadcasting it in a silent sound spectrum. All patented, worked quite successfully in Operation Desert Storm. Boy, and where do we stand today? I want to know why the medical, I mean, literally, it's not hype to say this is truly Nazi concentration camp level stuff when we have 829 pregnant women being poisoned with radioactive iron, and then the medical establishment, what, they all just get away with it and ride off into the sunset with their couple of million dollar a year pension and bye-bye? Wow. And we're worried about Hillary? Are you kidding me? She got little teeny bits of blood on her hands compared to the doctors and researchers and the medical research and the military industrial complex and the medical industrial complex. I would argue the medical industrial complex is worse, because that's where the scary, really scary, the deceitful poisoning and just torture and killing of people takes place. You know, the atrocities weren't committed as much on the battlefield by the Wehrmacht as they were in the concentration camps by the doctors. That's where the real danger is. And we're worried about Comey. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, the word medical is actually me, die, ka, el. So you're killed by the gods, by yourself. You're basically killing yourself from these gods of medicine, supposedly.
Well, it is like a Pharisee cult. It really is. This medical cult is out of control. I mean, the statements by, see if I can pull it up quickly here, if it won't take too long. The statements go ahead.
Well, while you're looking, you know, every technocracy or technology can be used for good or can be used for evil. And they used to actually teach doctors to try to cure people. That's what the naturopaths and the homeopaths, the chiropractors, and the herbologists used to do. They would practice actually healing people. And then when the AMA by Flexner and Rockefeller came into being to put them out of business so they could get a perpetual train of revenue coming in through eternal treatment rather than curing anything.
Well, between that and the eternal court cases in the witch's court, I mean, a simple medical procedure can turn into a nightmare. Once again, I'm just citing one example because it was so egregious, and I knew this family locally here in upstate New York. And once again, the 13-year-old girl had a little cyst inside, not a big deal.
Ooh.
And they could have taken it out in a couple hours with the laser operation, and she ended up dying in the hospital. They took out one of her lungs as part of the operation. How can they get away with doing that? And whenever
that was
somebody
organ
questions
harvesting.
It, that's that what it is. Organ it's organ harvesting, absolutely. Sure.
They
make big money on that.
Murder for profit. They're selling
that's
the organs
right.
off, so they murdered her for profit, is what it was.
The three stupidest thing anybody can do these days is go to a hospital, go to college, or enlist in the military. Those are suicidal.
Get your name, off those donors, off the ID cards, off your driver's license, because if you got something moderate wrong with you, they need your organs, they'll just kill you and claim it was something to do with the accident.
Yeah, unfortunately, I've heard confirmation of that from a guy whose father was a prominent surgeon here in upstate New York, and the surgeon father told, you know, I mean, made it clear to his family, do not put your name on any organ donor. Do not sign the back of your license where it says organ donor. If they will pull the plug on you so fast, I mean, if you have an accident and you have a fracture or a hangnail, they're gonna make sure that you. They get those organs. Let's just leave it at that. And, you know,
well,
you can figure out how they're going
to
get them. Hey, I had when my mother went in the hospital with a simple bruise on her leg, got an infection and a pneumonia from the emergency room. Well, she just went in for a quick visit because she was older and she was, you know, kind of worried that she was, you know, might have done some more damage than a simple bruise. And it was no big deal. She ended up getting an infection, pneumonia, and a stroke. Within 10 days or less, I think it was 8 or 9 days, she passed away. On her last day, one of the nurses up at Strong Memorial on the 8th floor, blonde, about 40 years old, said, you know, your mother's quality of life right now really isn't all that great. She doesn't have much to live for. You know, she was implying that we should kill my mother, and New York has no assisted suicide laws. So she was a nurse at Strong Memorial Hospital was literally promoting that we pull the plug and murder my mother. And it was clear that she was going to go in the next few days, so it was completely unnecessary to go there, especially with the grieving family. It was disgusting. Strong is a nightmare, and all hospitals are the same way. So I would, the stupidest thing anybody could do is would be go to a hospital, go to college, or enlist in the military. Might have been a worthy escapade in the past. I'm not saying the guys didn't go in thinking they were going in for the right reasons, but let's be honest. An international conquistador force meant to steal resources for the multinationals, period. Create order out of chaos so they can have a one-world government eventually. Bush said it. I mean, it's not in dispute. I mean, that's about when I said, you know, this is New World Order thing is very real. It's got, when Bush came out at the UN and said there will be a New World Order, you know, a world of possibilities, yeah, for the Antichrist Luciferians who want to control us. Great possibilities for them, not much for us. So anyway, and then Eric, I said, you know what, I said back in the 80s, one last thing, Chris, and I'll turn it over to you for a while. I said, if the New World Order could tax you, and I said this back in, well, I can remember saying this in the early 1980s, before the carbon thing and all that, and the global, you know, at the time it was almost global cooling was more evident than global warming. I always said, if the New World Order could tax you for breathing, they would do that. And they are on the carbon thing because they're just getting you on the exhale when you breathe out the carbon instead of on the inhale when you take in the oxygen. And it just manifested. I mean, I could read it. And once you see the New World Order, once you see the enemy, it's a lot easier to deal with because you know where they're coming from. They're morally retarded, and people who are morally retarded are very simple-minded, and ultimately it's very evil because they have power and they can destroy lives, but you know it's a lot easier to deal with once you know the enemy, and it is us, so to speak, not us listening to this broadcast, but us running the corporate controlled United States of America corporation. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, these are not simple-minded people. These are very complex, devious people that are psychopaths. They are ill, sick in the mind. And if you look up the word in Strongstein's concordance called doers, D-O-E-R-S or maybe D-O-O-R-S, that's what they call many of these so-called organ harvesting preservation aspects. And in Strongstein's concordance, it translates to death and destruction. And that's what they do. The Hospitals, Ha being an evil demon god, and his spittle is what he gets, are international ports of call. When you check in, you've now put yourself into an international zone of control, and you're therefore checked out of America. And you become negotiable on the open market at that point if they have value they perceive in you. It's very, very devious and dangerous. And so it's just... They basically, what they've done is they flip the switch, Eric. They deceived the people for so long, led us down the path thinking that these people were actually doing good. And for quite a long time, they did so that we would get to believe and trust the doctors. Trust me. That's Yiddish for how they say F you, I think. And so,
they were expert manipulators, and people became very gullible and trusted that red, white, and blue, and that flag stands for something. It stands for truth, justice, and the American way. No, it doesn't. It stands for witches, Nazis, and big corporations running the government and brokerage firms. But, yeah, it's insidious what's going on. And I wanted to bounce up to today, talking about this mind control silent sound spectrum. don't forget, what do we got today? Now, so here, how far have they come since 1992? They've come around to Donald, one of Donald Trump's favorite people. She was at the cabinet meeting singing praises and saying how what a joy it is to be with still the head of the Department of Education, Betsy DeVos, the president of NeuroCore, whose parent company, iMexico, brags that they have, and NeuroCore is the one that databases all the brain functions. That's part of their business. Just go online and look. They have a nice little slick video that they're trying. They're working with a basketball team, a professional basketball team. They're all coming in and trying to increase their performance by getting their brain waves analyzed and figuring out where they can make adjustments. I don't know how they're going to do that. And then ultimately they're pushing these protein products that are just have some kind of bizarre, you know, a protein that your body doesn't want too much of, and it gives you a kind of a high, and it makes you lift weights better and all that garbage. So, but anyway, the NeuroCore and iMexico, NeuroCore is owned by iMexico, and they brag that they have a machine called the NeuroTOR, which is the most advanced brain monitoring device in the world. The patent is being leased to, of all entities, the Israel Aircraft Industries. And what do you think they're going to do with the most advanced brain monitoring device in the world? They're probably going to wire their pilots.
Mind control, what do you think, pilot Chris? Planes.
Wire
mind
right
control
into the design.
Pilot plane.
Right, yep. Pilot by thought.
Yes.
And, geez, you can throw in the protocols of Zion and program these guys to believe that they're serving the evil one is somehow doing good for the world.
There was a video on or a program on television back when I had TV several months ago. I think it was called X-Fan or something like that. Anyway, this guy was taking this pill. It would give him these super abilities, learning languages and stuff, super learning, which they've had from the Russians and the Germans for quite a long time by using certain types of Baroque music to open up both channels of the brain to facilitate quicker learning. But in this case, they had a pill, much like Bill Gates is trying to promote now, that you can supposedly take this and it'll give you super abilities. I'm wondering what kind of deviosity it will do to you to have permanent damage or destroy your brain or other organs in your body at the thought or the illusion of gaining temporary, let's call it AI, artificial intelligence, which artificial is false intelligence. And if you buy the lie and buy his stuff that he's promoting, you probably deserve to get what you're getting because you're not thinking critically and with a clear brain, and you've got fog from his breath all over your brain, and it's making you have these delusional concepts that he's going to sell you something good for you.
Sure. Well, absolutely. And let's just get down to real bare bones basics here. People, I can't believe the guys on this. I forget what basketball team it was. I don't want to take a guess, but I watched the video. I'm not a sports fan, and so it was just a bunch of strokes who were, you know, stupid enough to go in, and how they could be stupid enough. Because look, anytime you wire yourself to anything, you run a wire into your ear or into your eye or a retina scan or some kind of beam that goes in or some kind of anytime you connect yourself into a device. That can work as a two-way situation. They're not just gathering information and looking and seeing what you got going on inside you. That's not. They can install just about anything they want. I mean, when they take blood, they could be putting something in. When they do a retina scan, they could be broadcasting something in. I mean, they got the silent sound spread spectrum. They're coming out and telling you. They worked in the Operation Desert Storm. You don't think they're broadcasting subliminal suggestions over television speakers, computer speakers, and telephone speakers. So I would kind of recommend that people listen to their RBN broadcasts, and then when you're not listening, take the battery out of your phone, and if you have a computer speaker, maybe put, if it's a small little low-profile thing, you could put a plastic Tupperware container over the top of it just to dampen the field from things emanating. You could put a piece of duct tape over the speaker on your computer or on your television set, I suppose, if you got to keep
pan.
The TV. Huh?
About an aluminum pan, make a Faraday shield to put over it instead. That'd be more effective.
A little bit of, yes, anything metal, would, like a cookie tin would probably work well. You know, something metal, they say wrapping in things in aluminum dampens the field, dampens the signal. So, you know, the little things you can do, don't switch over to the energy-saving bulbs, folks. Those little, the new energy-saver bulbs, get rid of them. I was skeptical when one of my associates said, he said that he took apart one of the newer light bulbs. And we're not talking about the LED. We're talking about the ones that have been around for the last 10, 15 years that are trying to replace the... What do they call it? Fluorescent what? There's a compact fluorescent. There you go. Compact fluorescent. And the little... And he said he took the he didn't break open the glass, but he took the ballast part of the part, you know, where you would screw it in. And he looked in there and he said there was over 25 chips, computer chips in there, and one of them was labeled FCC, and that's the Federal Communications Commission. The hell is an FCC chip doing in a light bulb? So I looked at one. I figured I wasn't going to take it apart, but I just thought I'd kind of inspect it and see what I could see on the outside. There it was, right on the outside of the bulb, stamped FCC. They're putting the second C within the first C, so it's a C within a C, and it looks odd. It looks like an F in the C, funky C that doesn't. But it's the FCC, it's their new logo, and they don't want people to see it, but it's there. They got to mark it, and sure enough, there's a communications chip in all of the compact fluorescent light bulbs. And it's very simple technology. All they have to, I mean, look at with this silent sound spectrum we've been talking about tonight. I mean, all you have to do is put up something that picks up the vibrations from the room, and broadcast. You've got the power source because the bulb is screwed into a socket.
After the break, I got something for you.
Okay, hang tight, Chris. It's Eric and Chris. We'll be right back after this break on the RBN Network.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Lamp is burning low upon my tabletop. The snow is softly falling. The air is still in the silence of my room. I hear your voice softly calling. If I could only have you near to breathe a sigh or two, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you. The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead. My glass is almost empty. I read again between the lines upon each page the words of love you sent me. If I could know within my heart that you alone were true, I would be happy just to hold the hands I love on this winter night with you.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. Hey, everybody, look at Hillary. Look at Hillary. Look at Hillary. No, look at the Vickers. Hey, everybody, look over at North Korea. Everybody, look over there. Look over there to North Korea. Look at the Ukraine. No, look at Rome. And of all the entities and agencies that Betsy DeVos of Neurocore, and I'll try to give the inverse of this as well, she would go into the with the most advanced brain monitoring neural core, so all the useful idiots and the sheep think of Common Core is associated with neural core, and it must be okay because it's all core, and it's great. And Core Civic, which used to be Concentration Camps of America, and everything's core now, all wonderful. So of all the agencies and entities, they could put Betsy DeVos in, the head of Neurocore, the Department of Education, of all the corporate whores and globalist pigs who could come down the line and fill the position of the Department of Education, which has absolutely no jurisdiction, no authority, and no standing whatsoever. It's a complete farce, and it's evil, the thing that's trying to put with this command and control police state education thing. Of all the people that they could put in the head of the Department of Education, they pick Betsy DeVos, the president of Neurocore, whose company owns the most advanced brain monitoring device in the world. Boy, if that doesn't make you want to pull your kids out of the public fool system, I don't know what will. Go ahead, Chris.
Well, you got a couple of things. Before we went to break, I was going to tell you that those devices, those compact fluorescents that you found the Communications FCC stamp on, the way they can communicate is via power line carrier technology. They used to sell these modules you could plug in. You could buy from Home Depot or Lowe's or your other neighborhood hardware center. Plug them in and address them and have them controlled from a central operating panel. That's power line carrier, where it actually communicates a radiographic signature or other frequency signature on the existing power line, either above or below the 60-cycle frequency rate that they normally operate at. And what they really are, two-way transmitter-receiver devices. They can be modulated and demodulated. They can be used to listen in or to transmit sound from or to introduce sound into your location. it's very much like your smart meter and most your smart appliances.
Two-way device.
When you buy a specialized military or militant advanced acoustic receiver transmitter, smart technology, which is really dumb, because what you're doing is by buying it, you're basically weaving the rope for your own hanging. You're buying stuff to testify against yourself that will be used against you in a court of law if you do something that will be future cast as crime in the future. And if not, they'll devise a crime to fit what you're doing anyway, like structuring.
Yep. Hello, Witch's Court. Very true. Very scary that so, hey, listen, keep your technology simple. Go back to the incandescent bulbs. And you know, when you're not using your phone, take the battery out. And when you dampen your speakers and tape your cameras up. So they get, you know, the less you give to the enemy, the better. Obviously, none of us are going to hide completely, and we don't want to because we're fighting out in the light here at the Art and Network. It's Derek and Chris. Stay with us. We'll be right back after this break.
The smoke is rising in the shadows overhead.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you out. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine, and we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you. Never your hot forehead out. Then you feel everything's alright, yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment sweet. For the fire in your head. Close your eyes and relax, think of nothing tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Come on, the fine ointment, brand new and expensive. Could have been saved for the poor. Why has it been wasted? We could have raised maybe 300 of a piece.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. It's Eric with Chris. Thanks for joining us tonight. The number to call, and if you want to join us, is 800-313-9443. Thanks a lot to Mike on the board and John Stattmiller for keeping this operation up and running. We try to bring you some interesting truth here, and we're talking about a whole variety of things tonight, but mostly science, the abuse of it, the distractions that were being offered to keep our mind off it. I mean, once again, look at Hillary, look at Comey, look at Robert Mueller, look at John Podesta, look at. And nobody's getting right down. Oh, look at Charles Schumer. He's a progressive. He's a leftist. He's a Democrat. He's a liberal. He's a socialist. He's a communist. He's also, most importantly, he's a Freemason. That's the most important thing you need to look at when you look at a Schumer or a Trump. He's a lefty or a pinko or a commie. He is very much all those things. But way more importantly, what trumps it all is the fact that he's a Freemason. And his loyalties are going to be to the group, to the cult. They're not going to be to the country, to the people, to the agenda of the Freemason. It's not going to be to the agenda of anything else. Yeah, now, the Freemasonic agenda may mimic a socialist, communistic, global communist dictatorship, you know, because communism is never what it purports to be. It tries to advertise the fact it can be an equal distribution of the wealth among all the people. Yeah, right, sure. And who are you going to, which corporate pig are you going to trust to pull that one off? And who are you going to trust? Oh, yeah, we got a caller. Right. Thanks for reminding me, Mike. Let's go to our caller. Okay, we got a couple callers. We're going to go to Jim first and then Sovereign Man. Jim, go ahead. Jeff.
Eric, can you hear me?
Oh, hey, Jeff,
can you hear me?
How are you? Yep,
hey,
coming through good.
Fine. Hey. Hey, the state-of-the-art on brain control just got mentioned today. It's 13 minutes and 21 seconds. I sent it to the board op. And if you don't want to do it tonight, you can listen to it and play it tomorrow. But
cool.
It's Dr. Parker was on Stanford Radio on www.cleancopperradio.net is the website. And, you know, he's trying to raise more funds, you know, to bring into Arbian's sphere by, you know, being, you know, communicating other information. So he is at the UN today, and this is essentially the feedback on what they're writing in a 21,000-page patent that's, like, breaking news as of today. So the board up's got it. It's 13 minutes and 21 seconds if you want to just play it. Otherwise, I'm just going to hang up. I just want to let you know what it was. The board op can forward it to you if you don't want to play it tonight. But it should have the audio quality if you want to just stream it out right now.
Hi, Jeff.
Hey, hi, yeah, Chris. Jeff, we got 13 minutes. Go ahead and play it.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I'm going to go, but this is a 5G brain control is what's behind Dr. Parker's comments tonight.
If it's going to be
hold
on one sec. If it's going to be a clean broadcast, you know, this is last minute spontaneous thing here, folks. So if it's going to be clean, like, and I don't mean clean like with profanity, but I mean clean sounding with techno. If it's better to have Mike on the board, play it through his technology. All right, Mike's
okay,
on the board.
It's the 5G brain control. I'm going to go. Thanks, guys. Okay, see you.
All right, thanks, buddy. Yeah, why not? We can shift gears into that, Chris. And then if we got 13 minutes, would that still give us a few minutes at the top of the hour? So let's see if we can do that. Mike, hit it.
Now, you take that level and let's move in to a real-world concept in patent law. Now, the basis of patenting is to always have a resource to determine prior art. And the idea of what happens in the mind is part of my world. I mean, the patent intellectual property valuation is part of my world. That's one of my strong suits. With all the fortunate education that I've had, my knowledge base increases every week by learning all the time and working it through. I'm going to present on air a thought which the patent office is actually considering. Now, understand now that you cannot patent anything that is natural or has been formed on its own, particularly in plants, for instance, or in the mind, or in the process of how you can, as long as you can change something to a different form or process, you are inventing as long as you can overcome obvious objections by the examiner for prior art that has been developed.
Okay.
So with that being said, I'm going to read you the actual wording of what the patent office is considering for patenting. Now, the reason I'm reading this is these word for word of a passage that attaches itself to electromagnetic fields, food, medicine, and more. Now, this is being considered by the patent office. It's reading that it is considered by fiction authors, quote, to describe alternate worlds in novels that introduces an alternate reality. But it provides it as a technical innovation. This new alternate reality world is named Expandiverse, which is a conceptual alteration of the universe, name and conception alteration of our current reality. Where our physical universe is considered given and physically fixed, notice that sentence, where our physical universe is considered given and physically fixed. In other words, they're considering that as a given, see. The Expandiverse provides a plurality of human-created digital realities that include a plurality of human-created means that may be used simultaneously by individuals, groups, institutions, societies, and expand and number the types of digital realities that may be used to provide continuous expansion of an alternate reality. It has been known that technologies are reorganized and combined with new innovations to repurpose what they deliver, collectively turning the Earth and a near space into the equivalent of one large connecting cosmos, herein called, quote, shared planetary life spaces, which a plurality of a new possible human reality and human with living patterns that may be combined differentially, directed differently, and controlled differently than our current physical reality, unquote. Now, if you get into the facets of what we're talking about, we are talking about a patenting potential of patenting a stage of human consciousness.
Yes.
By having electromagnetic fields that are alternate realities in a wealth system is what we're doing there, if this happens. And in order to do that, you have to have core technologies, like they're called ICTPs, which are directives, the TPUs, ARM, multiple identities, that type of thing. And, of course, this is the new knowledge to be concerned within an alternate reality, which is to be a self-selected new culture within the Earth. Also, this covers the process of agriculture, where you can have the formation of a alternate reality for agriculture and food through commerce and a nation-state emergence for a one-world order. This forms an increase, what is called an increasing mass communication, which covers the Industrial Revolution as part of the universe of the patent, which is called a national state evolution or a democratic socialism, it's called. Now, what I read you is so world-shaking in terms of actually considering patenting the thought processes of consciousness for a new world order that affects food, medicine, and the waves, and of course all of the fact, the water, and the forms of ecology as being under one consciousness.
Wow, that's,
what do you think
that's
of
just,
that?
Well, all the time you're reading it, it makes me think of somebody's trying to patent the 10 forward on Starship Enterprise, as well as the holodeck, as well as the Borg. That's what comes
yes.
to my mind.
You're totally right, yes. And the patentees, that are going to the patent office, each one are paying an extra $4,000 in filing costs for the extra page length, of which they have asked me to review.
Yes.
Each one is 750 pages long.
Oh, my goodness.
The total patent covers 21,006 pages. It's in five languages, and the process of the developmental system, of course, they're giving it to me for the review of the patenting of consciousness for survival, which is the death panel. So, in other words, what we're talking about here, I'm using your program rather than my own
yes.
to give this world
to drop this bomb.
This is why I opened the program by talking about the X's, and the MSDS sheet is not just a material data sheet change. The MSDS sheet is a determination to use by occupational medicine to determine if somebody is around poison or if they're around some kind of caustic material. Well, the water is already carcinogenic. You can inhale it, take a shower with it, and get lung cancer. You can do anything. And another thing, if this thought process were patented, this means that you could no longer use what's called the economy of scale to say, well, the idea that, well, there are only three or four people that are getting a problem, so there isn't any adverse effect. And this is what medical professionals have. You couldn't do that, because what's happening, you see, is that you're choosing to live in a multiple alternate reality.
Or you're forcing someone to, unknowingly.
Yes.
Unwittingly.
And that's real world. We're talking real world. That's part of what's called the basis of the discontinuous stages of the consciousness, where you manage the reality by changing their boundaries.
And at some point does the FDA get to come in and regulate this? I mean, it's pretty wild, Dr. Parker, pretty wild.
The FDA has already had it used for years. The first act when they meet in Congress, and it's been this way since World War II, the first thing that's on the table, it's a ritual to eliminate vitamins. Supplements.
Yes.
That's the first act. It's been that way for, what is it, 50-some years. And the thing is that, and if you want to, the way that you depopulate is the fact that you change the protein code of consciousness within the brain, which is what this is about.
Oh, my goodness.
Welcome to the new world. And
this is beyond 1984. This is well beyond Orwell.
You know, this is on the table, and it has seven more days to go. And
inside the patent office, it has seven more days to go inside the patent office.
Well, I'm not going to say that.
Yeah, okay.
Because that is classified for them, because it's inside the patent office. They haven't given it to the public.
I
can give this to the public because I was cleared by five major government agencies to bring it on your program. And the thing is, in fact, and I did it on purpose, because it all started with a bunch of training of students years ago to depopulate the population and everybody go out, and it was the beginning of it. It's like saying that you're in the Haight-Ashbury of mentality, because you're the fact to say, well, it's all great. Just give me some LSD and the rest of it and listen to the music, and we're going to have freedom.
Yes.
And we're going to evolve. See what I'm saying?
Yes.
This is a new Stanford. In other words,
yes,
it's apropos that your incoming class, if they listen to this radio program that you have, they're going to hear this. This is quite the reality of which they will face, because 80% of the incoming class that's going into this particular university, as all of them have, will be facing artificial intelligence as child's play compared to what I have just revealed to you.
Yes, it's profound. So, Dr. Parker, let's leave it right there. I'll put this up on my on the front piece of cleancopperradio.net. I'm certain there's listeners out there that would like
wonderful
to review it. And it is it's a bombshell you just dropped on us. It's not a joke. Dr. Parker is a knowledge engineer and has been reviewing patents for more years than I did. I think all your career. So this is profound. 21,000 pages. That's a lot of commitment to what it is that you're trying to get patent to be able to control a lot of consciousness as plural.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I sort of read that. I read it that society is potentially going off a cliff and is going to self-destruct and have to arrive back at primitivism and start all over again. That's how I read what's going on here. So
it's an alternate reality. That's what the title of it is. That'll be what the title of it is an alternate reality.
Okay, so hold that thought. You'll see this posted right on our website, cleancopperradio.net, in just a few hours. We welcome you back anytime. Again, next Tuesday seems to be our time at 1. If anything changes,
yeah, thank you. Thank you. That
hour
was excellent. Okay, great. Good clip there. That was very interesting. Basically, they're patenting technology that can program almost anyone into any reality that they want you to. They use the word in there, self-selected. I'm not sure if they're going to let us select our own reality. I have a feeling that the enemy is going to be intentionally attempting to program realities onto us through this technology that we have not consented to do everything Thanks, else Eric. Without our consent. Chris, a comment from Chris, and we're going to go to Sovereign Man and Ken real quick. So go ahead, Chris.
Well, it's important for the listeners to grasp the significance and the expansive knowledge base that Dr. Wynn Parker possesses. He's all on Republic Radio on Sunday afternoons, or Sunday mornings, I should say, at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, adjust for your local air and venue. But he works on the Brain Project. He's also multiple disciplines in different areas, including the Watson computer. And he meets as a knowledge engineer on high levels with government on an almost daily basis, if not, in fact, weekly for sure. So he's not just a little fish in the pond. He is a big kahuna, and he was the prototypical template for the original Mad Max character that Mel Gibson played.
No kidding. Hey, Sovereign Man, are you there?
Ahoy, ahoy.
Hey, buddy.
Ahoy.
Yeah, request permission to come aboard the citizenship.
Oh, you don't have to ask. Just jump on.
Well, hey, we don't have enough time, but I extracted a woman by the name of Evelyn from Maine. She called in to the Republic of Texas Radio with an update from Tom Lacovara. She sent him some a money order, and he must have got phone time. He was able to give her a call. The excerpt is about 8 minutes long, and we don't have time to have the board op play it, but maybe, y'all willing, it'll be played tomorrow night.
Tomorrow we'd be happy to do that. That's great. Good news. I know the last I heard from Evelyn, she had, like, for the 11th time, a piece of mail returned. I guess she finally got
like
through. 15, and
15 letters. I posted.
15.
Actually,
oh, my God.
I posted the excerpt link on the Freedom Screamer Radio Chat Tango for anybody who wants to listen to it before tomorrow night.
Thank you, and I apologize. You know, I before the broadcast, I had tried to remind myself, and I got to start writing stuff down because I wanted to remind people to at the beginning of the broadcast instead of here at the end to follow us over at freedomscreamradio.chattango.com. That's freedomscreamradio.chattango.com, and I really appreciate Sovereign Man setting that up and taking care of that. It's a huge blessing, and I am going to promise that I'm going to do everything I can to mention that at the beginning of all the broadcasts because I want to encourage people to get over there and participate in the chat room and post things if they're pertinent and do activist things with the postings that are there. So that's awesome work, Sovereign Man. Thank you so much. Can you check in with us tomorrow? Excellent. Let's go to Ken in Fort Worth.
You know, George Washington was a Mason.
Oh, yeah.
Guy up the street was a Mason, and he hit Normandy before the sun came up on June 6th. Now, what does that make him? A conspirator? All the Masons are conspirators. Trump could have got that and gotten the Masons, you know, 20, 30 years ago, and he just got sick of what's going on in this country, and I don't blame him.
Good for him. Good to have people who were in that type of the Antichrist system wake up and then realize that, you know, the truth will set you free, so to speak, right, Ken?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you got to decide whether he's a good guy or a bad guy, you know.
Yep.
It's because he's a Mason, you know. Hey, speaking of returning mail, I send my wife's things back, and I'm not a corporation. I write all the front of it, and I throw it in the mail. Now they send it back. It's a little game they play. I think they talk to the code man and says, hey, send that back. And
well,
I do it, he'll be sending me back, you know.
You know.
It's a little game they play.
Yeah, that's why he was, right, exactly. It's you know, the Patriots are on a hit list, so to speak, and so are the Christians, and And this is just, these are trying times, and this is why this broadcast is so important. So I encourage people to support the network. Anything else, Ken? We got about 2 minutes left before the end of the broadcast.
Hey, I go to computer at the library, and little bitty things kind of get in your way. I got a little rectangular box in a corner, and it asks you if you want more time, yeah. And so I moved it away, and there was one underneath it. It was sitting in a corner, and somebody knows that if it's on the corner, you can't use that up and down arrow. So I'm going to move it over to the middle. And the other day I got on the computer, and it wasn't even there. And sometimes they just take it away, and I got to go to the desk and have them check me out. They're old stinkers. They watch you. Somebody's watching my what I put on there. And sometimes the arrow disappears and it shuts off. And sometimes it'll just black out and it starts over again. I did have three times one day. Evidently, they just do it to slow you down, period.
Oh, I've had it happen. Yep, I've had it happen constantly. Yep,
yep.
Later. And technological interference. It's designed to, like you said, slow us down, throw us off track, tie us up. And we're not going to let them win. We're just going to keep being persistent. Persistent is will get you the victory in the end, especially when you have truth on your side. And we try to get to the truth here a lot closer than the people in the corporate government do, I'll tell you that. So, anything else, Ken?
I hear your voice softly calling.
All right, Kenny, hit the road. We're going to say goodbye, everybody. Chris, any final words? Want to say goodnight to everyone?
God bless America. Pray for America, because we sure need it.
We sure do. And, yep, America and all the people in it, all the persecuted patriots. We'll try to get Gary on again tomorrow night. I want to thank Chris and all the callers tonight. Eric, the Freedom Screamer on the RBN Network. Don't forget to support the network. If this broadcast is worth a dollar to you, then put in 20 a month.